I remember when my nan was really ill in hospital, we went to visit her in Limerick, in Ireland. Went over to see her, and it was, you know, near the end, and the doctor came out, and he said to us, he said, Arno, she's very bad now. She can't breathe without oxygen. I thought, where did you get your medical degree? The internet? All I'm saying is every cloud has got a silver lining. You can always see the fun in something, even if it's, you know, something tragic and terrible. You know, we've all been to funerals, haven't we? We've all been to a funeral at some stage. It's a very sad event. But, you know, every cloud has a silver lining. You know, and a relative, an elderly relative at death's door is a day off waiting to happen. What's a funeral? It's about an hour. It tends to be in the morning. The rest of the day is your own. I don't want you to judge me, ladies and gentlemen, but when my nana died, we went bowling. Not immediately on hearing the news, but that afternoon after the funeral, we went bowling. You know, life goes on. Not hers, obviously. She was in a box on fire. I was on fire. Three strikes. Old bit. I can see a couple of kind of older gentlemen. How old are you, sir? You look a little bit older than. Yeah. 70. Well, 70's quite old, I think. Yeah. Nice to have you here, sir. Nice age range. What do you do?
Nothing.
Fine. Well, you've earned that, frankly. Some of these fucking layabouts. I bet it was different in your day, wasn't it? Seventy, I bet you were loving the anti-German stuff, weren't you? Yeah, fuck 'em. You know what? PC or no PC, we won it fair and square. The thing I was going to say was, I've been told this once. Have you ever said to anyone, yeah, the problem with your generation, you think you invented sex? You ever said that to anyone? No. Yeah, my granddad said it to me. He said, the problem with you lot, you think you invented sex. I said, all right, Granddad, have you ever fucked Nana up the arse, pulled out and come on her tits? Turns out he had. That's what killed her. What? What's the matter with that? And don't you dare be offended by that, you know, by there being a 70-year-old man. I bet you were crazy for it in the war. Jesus, there being a war on, I bet you got more poontang in those years. Yeah, we could all die tomorrow. Uh-huh. It's the best chat-up line in the world. Who are you here with? She looks mortified. You all right? I'm glad. I can only apologise for the last bit of material about the granddad with the bum sex and the coming. Because I imagine what I've created is the longest journey home ever. Yeah, Dad, I enjoyed the show. Let's never talk again. When you think about it, a bowls club full of pensioners is like an upside-down graveyard. If ever I'm in a cemetery, I like to think that's what's going on underneath. Whenever I talk to an old person, I always think, what a privilege. But they never thank me. Of course, talking to an old person is like having access to living history, which is a lot like normal history, but reeks of piss. I'll never forget what my granddad said to me. I shit in a bag, please kill me. A great way to warm up pensioners in winter is cremation. Do you know you lose 50% of your taste buds by the time you're 75, so it is OK for your nana to live on cat food? My nana, my mum's mum, used to make me a jumper every Christmas. Did anyone else have that? She used to make me a jumper every Christmas. Much better than the ones in the shops. No. No, it isn't.
I remember one year she made me this burgundy monstrosity. Sleeves way too long. And in the front she'd embroidered, "Blacks go home." I said, "I'm not wearing that. It's burgundy." "And the sleeves are too long, you crazy racist whore."
Do you want to hear my favourite, like, funeral joke? Well, not undertaker joke. I don't know if this is, like, based on a true thing, but you might know this, even. An old lady, beautiful, nice old lady, and her husband's died. And she goes to the funeral parlour where you would work on it, and she's talking to the guy that does your job, and she says, "He's beautifully laid out." She said, "Oh, you know, that classic sort of thing, oh, he's never looked better. He looks lovely, but I wanted him to be in his blue suit, and you've got him in his brown suit. Could you put him in his blue suit, not his brown suit?" And the guy says, "Not a problem, madam." And then leans out the door and goes, "Change the heads on 2 and 4. Because presumably, once you're burying them, do things get stolen? Because people get buried with jewellery and stuff, do things...
Nah, nothing like that.
Nothing like that? It's a nice watch, man. Just... I went to a car boot sale the other week. I found this old, brown, bent, leathery tool. Turned out to be David Dickinson. I saw a thing on a notice board recently. They're organising a parachute jump for people with Alzheimer's. That's something that I'd pay to see. That's basically euthanasia. "You're right, Grandad, you know what you're doing." "I fought in the war." "That's as maybe." 1-1000, 2-1000. "Are you my nephew?" I did a gig for the Ashling Foundation. Does anyone know the Ashling Foundation? No. Well, they're quite a small charity based in London. They're an Irish charity, and what they do is they take Irish builders and navvies that came over in the 1950s and 60s, and these are older guys, they've fallen on hard times, they give them pensions and retirement homes on the west coast of Ireland. And I did a gig for them, I thought it was a great charity. I went out there, I said, "It's lovely to be here supporting the Ashling Foundation. I've got a new slogan for you. Fuck off home, the roads are finished." Apparently, they're famous for their sense of humour. Oh, no, they're fucking not.
I shouldn't joke. My granddad was an alcoholic. We used to call him Alco Pops. I remember he used to press flowers. Well, I say that, he used to fall over a lot in the garden.
There is a law that states pregnant women can urinate anywhere they want. Brilliant news. I think my nana might be pregnant. Now, the announcement section in a local paper should be an interesting thing, but it's not. It's births, marriages and deaths. But, of course, if you know the person, you know, involved in either being born or getting married or dying, you sort of know. You don't need to read it in the paper. So it's a bit pointless. Although my nan used to collect anything to do with our family or friends. She used to collect all the little personals from the local paper and put them in a shoebox. She collected them all for, like, 50 years. And then she died and we put them in the bin. That's not a joke, that's just what happens. I saw a story in the local paper, it said an 83-year-old woman was marrying an 87-year-old man. I thought, oh, that's not going to last. I know this isn't particularly PC, but I still can't forgive the Germans for the way they treated my granddad during the war. Passed over for promotion time and time again. On Remembrance Sunday, do spare a thought for the German ex-servicemen. At least our old soldiers are remembering winning. Now shit's their day out. The reason old men use Viagra is not because they're impotent. It's because old women are so very ugly. When it comes to the environment, it's not us, but our children and our children's children that will pay for our mistakes, which is a relief. The reason I mention Norton Towers is they've got a ride that they've been advertising on TV again. It's a vertical drop roller coaster. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's a lift. Right, good. Any questions so far?
How old?
What?
How old?
How old? Yeah, fuck grammar, we're in a hurry.
The big advantage to being famous, as I see it, is if I ever get Alzheimer's, I'm going to be absolutely fine. If I ever forget who I am, I'll be fine. Because as I wander around town for the day, people are constantly going, oh, look, Jimmy Carr. Oh, look, Jimmy Carr. Oh, look, Jimmy Carr. So if I forget my identity, I'll be constantly reminded. The downside to that is about 5% of the time people get it wrong and think I'm Alan Carr. So about once a week, I'd end up back at the care home sucking off an old fella. Oh, I don't really like it.
Who here's got kids? Who here's got kids? You've got kids? You've got kids? Would you let them play at Michael Jackson's house? No? No. You would? You look like quite an old fella. How old are your kids?
In their 20s.
In their 20s, yeah. Would you have let your children play at Michael Jackson's house when they were about 12?
No.
No. For $10 million? You'd have to think about it.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and that was an old clip of me. That happened in the past when I was funny. I'm still funny now. Come and see me live on tour. Join in. IRL. Yeah. Kids.